Mother's Day is May 12th. And in advance, Sona, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you,
You're a terrific mom, and your kids are here today with
us. Did you get me a present?
Well, it's not May 12th yet, but I'm getting you one.
Okay, thank you.
Well, guess what? Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price category or browse curated gift lists ranging from for the mom who has everything to the gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. I like when you can go by price because I can go right down to the bottom. Get Liza something for a dollar. Sorry, baby. Top gifts include Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, and the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame.
Oh, yeah.
Shop now at Macy's.com/giftfinder. And happy Mother's Day, moms. Noom uses the latest in proven behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good. Noom builds personal plans that can meet an individual's needs, takes into account dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs to build a plan that works for you. Through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching, their platform has helped millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. I think a lot of intelligence has gone into the whole Noom system. They really think about how humans live, how they think, what their psychology is, and it's all been used to help people control their weight. So stay focused on what's important to you with the Noom psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom, N-O-O-M.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now, wherever books are sold.
Hi, my name is Nicole Byer, and I feel giddy about being Conan O'Brien's friend.
Giddy, I'll take giddy.
Yeah.
Fall is here, hear the yell. Back to school, ring the bell. Brand new shoes, walking blues. Climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Hello there. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. I am the aforementioned Conan O'Brien. Joined, I believe that these should be a little more formal.
Hey.
Joined by the erstwhile.
I'm the aforementioned friend, buddy.
No. You're no friend of mine.
He needs you.
You are an appendage. You are a necessary part. In a very large car, a small greasy part, but still a part.
Necessary.
Matt Gourley. And then, of course, yes, you are necessary. Without you, the transmission
would... It's too late. I quit.
Yeah.
The car broke down.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Wait, I just replaced it with a different part, and it's humming along even better than before.
I'm free! Leave me on the road!
I'm the useless part on the car.
No, of course not. These were all just jests, jibes, joshes, and jokeroos. I'm just kidding with you there, Sona. You look good. Man, your hair bun, I'm going to describe to the listener right now, it's really high.
Is it?
Yeah, and your... Your headset is pushed up against it.
I'm sorry. I have coils in it. It's not
Why do you have coils in there?
Because it can put my hair in a bun without messing up my curls.
You know what's fun?
Oh, isn't that crazy?
Look at that.
Look at that.
Yeah, there's two of them holding them together.
Good Lord.
Don't make things about jokes about like how like greasy it is and stuff.
I was going to do that.
So much product.
You already
in my
called
hair.
Me greasy. So.
Doesn't this look like a Victorian birth control device?
It is.
It does. It's a weird spring.
That's how my first child was not conceived.
You've kept track of all the children that have not been conceived over the years for different reasons.
Yeah.
The billions and billions of them. You're taking a lot of metal out of your hair. Are you okay?
Yeah.
What's happening? How do you get through an airport detector?
You have a Saturday night special in there.
Yeah.
You told me about my hair being up.
You have an early printing press in there. You can keep so much stuff in that. That thick hair of yours can conceal
it's
so
just a
much.
Vein of iron ore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just two coils.
Look, a late 50s Japanese robot just came out.
Kaiju!
Oh, stop it. Oh, man.
Yeah, I got a lot. There's a lot in there.
There's a lot in there.
Yeah, you're one to talk about hair being high, though.
Yes. I mean,
you're two high hairers over here.
We are.
I'm a low hair guy.
You are.
Yeah. I got nobody.
That's right.
And I got nobody.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I ain't got no friends.
Carly, that's not true. Do you have friends? I actually don't know if you have friends.
You've asked me this before. Yes, I have.
But seriously, who are they?
What do you mean?
You say
I got
you
Jimmy
have friends.
Blades. I got J-Town.
Yeah.
I got Malarkey McConville.
You got Bill, etc. You don't have any friends, do you?
Do you have bros? Do you have like a crew?
Well, we're not bros.
You guys don't like...
We don't fall in bro class.
Oh. But do you have friends?
Yes, of course I have friends. I have great friends.
No, but you say that and then fake names come out and you do jokes to divert. Do you really have friends?
Yes, and those aren't fake names. They're nicknames, but they're the nicknames of my best friends.
That's so not... That was not...
You're bros. You're entourage. That's what bros do is they give each other nicknames.
Not these bros. These are, we're not bros. We're yeah. like boon companions.
Yes.
We're just pals. Huh. We're buddies. We call each other buddies. Hi, okay. buddy.
All right.
That's yeah. nice. Do you have nicknames for your crew?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Do you?
No. Yeah.
What are your nicknames for your crew?
One is awful. I've been calling her Piss since we were 12.
Oh, I remember this because at your book event, she yeah. said, hi, what's her real name?
Christina.
Yeah, I wouldn't
yeah,
know
how
that.
How do you get Piss said, from Christina?
Well, it was amazing because she said, hi, I'm Christina. You probably know me as Piss.
So why do you call her Piss?
We were 12 and I accidentally said, I was going to say Chris and I said Piss instead. And I was like, oh my God, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. And then I just called her Piss forever.
It's
just,
great.
She saved under my phone as Piss. When my parents are like, I say, oh, Christina's coming over. They're like, Piss? I was like, yeah. And everyone just knows her as Piss. It's awful. And she has two kids now. So I'm trying to stop calling her Piss, but it's stuck.
Yeah.
It's solid. That's a solid nickname.
That's a good nickname.
Yeah.
Is it?
Piss. Yeah.
No, it's yeah. not good.
Well, it's better than urine.
Yeah, that's true.
That's two syllables.
Has she ever gone on like a Loveline radio show connection thing and go like, I'd love to send a song out to Brian. Would you tell him that Piss loves her?
She won't refer to herself as Piss.
She did when I met her.
That's true. But I think that's because she knows you're meeting her in my context.
I was in a bookstore yesterday and I saw Sona's book. And this is a legitimate bookstore.
What the hell
I was
does
stunned.
That mean?
And I held up the book and said, oh my God, my assistant wrote a book about me. And the woman who runs the bookstore said, are you okay with that? And she thought it was, you know, like a mean tell-all. And I said, yeah, it's all pretty truthful, sure. But the woman who ran the bookstore was really horrified.
Are
you talking about this New York Times bestselling book?
Yeah, New York Times bestseller.
Oh, that's incredible.
Does it anger you that I am a New York Times bestseller?
No,
you're
because,
not.
Because you got in under a special category.
What do you mean?
Immigrant writing.
Okay,
oh,
that's not,
for,
I'm not even an immigrant. That's not even a category. What are you talking about?
It is, that's, well, yeah.
No, you can't make things. Up to make it make more sense.
No, I am very proud of you, Sarah. You know
there
that.
Is something legitimately wrong that I am, and you haven't yet. Like, you will eventually.
Well, first of all, yes, whenever I decide to write my tome,
yeah.
it'll immediately rocket to the top of the charts.
It will. I really, if mine did just off of your back, I'm just saying it. There's
it's,
no,
it's a very funny book.
Yes.
You just, and listen, I do not begrudge you any of your success.
Not at all.
But this is ironic, and it felt like you would approve. I shoplifted the book.
Hey!
Oh, yeah. Wow. Great
it.
Idea.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the old woman caught me on my way out, so I struck her several times and ran, and now I'm wanted.
You could never shoplift.
I could never beat up an old woman.
I know that.
She'd
that part
head.
I was like,
she'd
oh, that makes sense.
Tear my head off. I swung at her, she ducked, and she said, come at me, swizzle stick.
I found the shoplifting part more strange than you beating up a woman.
I know, that would
an old
happen.
Lady.
Yeah. Anyway, my guest today is a hilarious comedian who hosts the popular podcast Why Won't You Date Me? And the hit Netflix baking show Nailed It. She's nominated for three Emmys this year for Nailed It and her comedy special, Nicole Byer, BBW, Big Beautiful Weirdo. I'm thrilled she's here. I'm a big fan. She always makes me laugh. Nicole Byer, welcome.
was commenting when you came in, you are extremely busy. You're a very busy person, and I'm happy for you because everything's going your way. But you're doing so much right now, and you're handling it okay?
Yes.
Okay. You gotta pause and think about it.
Okay. Sometimes I get real tired. And okay, so I recorded a podcast with my best friend Sashir. It's called Best Friends. And we had a live show. And at the live show, I was like, Sashir, did we record this week? I literally don't remember. And she was like, yeah, we had to put a disclaimer at the top to say that you were really tired. I truly don't remember doing it. And before we started, I do like vaguely remember sitting in front of my computer being like, and Kimmy, our producer, being like, do you want to do this another day? And I was like, I'm here. Let's do it. And then I listened to the episode. I sound like I'm in slow-mo.
Well, first of all, how are you right now? Are you going to remember this appearance on this podcast? You will.
Yes,
You're
I will.
Present.
Yes, I went to sleep at midnight 30.
Midnight 30.
Yes. So I'm good, well-rested.
Good. Well, and because you know what? I've known you for a number of years. You're one of my favorite all-time guests because you are Seriously, you're... Ooh-hoo. First of all, no one sings my name like you do. That Conan song you do is just amazing. And failed to chart for reasons we don't understand.
Yeah. It's the lyrics.
It's the lyrics,
you think? Yeah, because it's just Conan.
Other name would have done much. Nigel, up the charts, number one. Otis, number one. No, but, you know, I've known you. You're such a warm-hearted, upbeat person. Whenever I'm with you, when you leave, I'm in a better mood and my skin is exfoliated. Everything. I'm in a better world when I hang out with you. So I can't imagine you losing your temper. Like if you show, because there's a lot of people imposing on your time right now. You're hosting different TV shows. You got stand-up specials. You're the queen of the podcast. You've got all this happening. You must lose it sometimes.
Sometimes. I don't like when people are mean or rude to me or like speak to me in a certain kind of way, especially if we're all just trying to work together. Mm-hmm. Recently, there was this PA. His name is Winston. I hate him.
Yes!
Go!
And he was just so rude to me. He was bringing me to set on a golf cart and he was like, he knocked on my door. The hardest anyone has ever knocked in the whole wide world. And it truly, like my trailer was shaking. He was like, nah, they need you in 5 minutes. And I was like, okay. And then he knocked again. He's like, it might be a moment. And I was like, it might be a moment. So I just said, take me now. And he was like, no, it might be a moment. And I was like, Winston, just take me. And he was like, no. And I was like, I'll walk. And he was like, no. And then he took me. And then they ended up using me. And then we got into it again the next day. And then I was like, hey, Winston, I think you're rude. I don't like the way you talk to me. He's like, I don't like the way you talk to me.
And what?
Like, no offense, Winston. The reason you have a job is because of me. So maybe be nice to me. And he was like, no. And then I was like, leave. And then he was like, no. And then they just moved him to a different department.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to make it my mission in life to fuck up Winston.
Yeah. Yes, I Crush hate him. Winston. He sucks.
Winston, I'm coming for you.
Yes.
And no one's afraid of that.
You just made him stronger.
You listen to me, Winston, I'm coming for you. I'll thrash you with my thrashers. And bash you with my bashers.
Know. You have long arms.
I do have
I think you could really hit somebody without them seeing it coming.
Well, why'd you just say long arms? They're also well muscled. Oh.
Sure, yes. There's force behind the long arms.
Can you do anything in editing to make that sound a little
more...
To
make your arms look bigger?
No! Oh. I meant audio on what she's saying.
Yeah, no. CG's a muscle.
Please. I need testosterone for that, and that's not happening.
You could go to Mexico. You could get anything you want.
You're right.
I went to a pharmacy, and they asked me if I wanted steroids, and I was like, does it look like... I've been using steroids. Why are you asking just me? I'm in a group of people. I was very confused. I was like, do people down here get steroids to be fat? I was very confused. And nobody answered my question.
Well, I can, I'm telling you, I have pharmacists all the time that come out of the pharmacy, see me on the street and try and lure me in to give me free testosterone. So this is something I've encountered before. They're like, please, it's on us. We're doing
it's on the house. We just want you to be a little bit more masculine. Please, it's for the greater good. That'd be very funny.
It's not funny when you live it. So that's why I'm... Yeah, so I can see, first of all, I understand that. I don't understand why Winston... I don't understand this world we're in where Winston thinks he can talk to you that way.
I don't know
because
either.
Because you're the person who is, paying his way. Now, that doesn't mean you can be rude to him.
No.
But it certainly doesn't mean he can be rude to you.
Yeah, and if I'm short with you, I will apologize. Because, you know, sometimes you feel a little pressure to do things or there's a ton of shit on your plate and you're short with somebody. But I always try to be like, I'm sorry. Was I rude to you? If I was, I'm sorry. I just want everyone to be nice. You know?
Well, that's not happening.
But it could.
I think it, I don't know. Maybe we're just not wired that way, humans.
It should. It, you're right.
Right?
You're right. It should be that way. Mm-hmm. But clearly, humanity, we don't know. It's a, that's a whole bigger question we need to answer is, can all humans be nice? I'm not sure they can.
You can. All you have to do is just be like, I'll be nice right now.
Yeah.
And then if you catch yourself not being nice, you just go, oh, so sorry, I wasn't nice.
Yeah. Right. You could you could take some pointers from her, yeah. I think.
My audio hasn't been, my headphones
you're
went
not
out.
That?
I didn't
you
get
didn't
that last
that?
Part.
No. Huh.
But I'll go back and listen for it later.
And I won't repeat it. You'll have to listen.
No, I don't listen to this podcast.
He doesn't.
You know what I can't imagine in the same category is Sona, my assistant, who's out right now. The person who fills in for her is David Hopping. And David, I can't imagine you getting angry at someone.
It's rare.
Oh.
And I've heard it's scary when it happens.
I'll bet.
Well, I mean, first of all, if you ever lost it on me,
it
I don't even know.
It usually involves
what...
alcohol.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, no.
You have to be a little buzzed to do it.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I just bottle it all in.
Okay. Oh, have you been really mad at me and not been able to let it out?
Speak freely.
I think so. No.
Okay.
Lie, then. Haven't.
Well, can I just at least hear what it's like when you're angry?
Yeah. Is that okay? I don't think I can even channel it.
Well, try it. Hey, you know, David, nice shirt, you know, who died and then gave you the shirt. Because the shirt looks like a dead
be
person.
Like, I don't David, know. You've been blacklisted from Disneyland.
How about this? David, your mom's stupid. What?
What? That's your angry?
I'm done.
What? Oh, wait. He's coming across the table.
I'm going to have some angry...
Oh.
Drinking angry water.
He's drinking water angrily. No, I can't imagine David getting mad.
Oh,
I just can't. I'll fix your little red wagon. You probably say something like that.
Why?
I'll adjust the wheels on your little red wagon, mister. That's the way you would get angry.
You do have like an adorable, gentle face. So I feel like if you yelled at me, I'd be like, come on.
Yeah. You would...
What are we doing here?
Now, how are you adjusting to fame? You're quite well known. And when you are walking along, are you okay with people saying, hey, I know you from Nailed It? Are you okay with that?
Yeah, it doesn't really happen that often.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty like, I'm moderately successful. The world grounds me. I remember I was once going to Seth Meyers to do his show. Mm-hmm. And there was a ton of paparazzi. And it was the first time I'd been near paparazzi. But I think Kevin Hart was there. And I think they were there for him. Mm-hmm. And as I was walking, they were like, you know, taking pictures, being nice. And then I heard a small child go, Mama, who is she? Yeah. And then the mom said, that's a person. So the world truly grounds me at every turn.
Yeah.
But when people recognize me, it's very nice. I just went to Comic-Con. There's so many nerds. It was
who would have thought?
No, it was like
I just went to NASA and bunched into some scientists. What's that all about?
It was as if like a casting director casted all these people. They were like, I was like, this is like movie level nerds. Like, it was wild. But there was this little boy who came to the podcast recording I did, and he was really sweet. He asked for a picture. Well, he didn't ask for a picture. His parents did. And then I was speaking to him, and he wouldn't answer me. And he like started welling up with tears. And I was like, do you hate me? Do you like me? What is it? Do you like me? And he like nodded his head, and I asked him if he wanted a hug. And then he like really started bawling. Aww. And it was really, really sweet. So things like that are really like nice.
Well, kids must recognize you because
kids love me.
They love you.
It's so wild. Never in my wildest dreams did I think children would like me. But I guess they don't see adults having fun very often. Like, usually it's like a parent being like, don't do that. Yeah, I'm tired. And then I'm like, bah, 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 here's a cake. They're like, I like that, big lady. That adult's fun. So I think that's why they like me. But kids are also so honest, so I take it as a huge compliment.
Oh, they don't lie.
No.
If a kid doesn't like you, a kid will say, I don't like you.
Yeah, I don't like you at all, but they seem to really like me. So whenever adults are like, you're not funny, I'm like, children think I am, so you're wrong.
That's what I say to people. I have my own version of that. Well, people with very low intelligence like me, people whose prefrontal cortex hasn't formed yet, really love me. So there.
Accident victims.
Yeah. People that lost a part of their skull in a hunting accident think I'm hilarious. It gets very, very specific. You handle it pretty well. It sounds like you're doing well with all of this.
John Cena once said to me, because I was like, oh, don't you hate it when people are like, I can't see you? He was like, no, Nicole. That's what people know about me. They're just trying to connect. They don't know me really. They just know what I show them. And they, when they say it to me, I'm happy because they're taking it in and they like me. And that's nice, isn't it? And I was like, oh.
I didn't realize John Cena is such a font of wisdom.
He really is.
He sounds like an oracle in a Greek tragedy, you know?
He kind of is.
Let me tell you the truth. John Cena? Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard I've met him and he seems like a very intelligent, nice guy.
Very nice.
I love that he's that grounded.
Yeah, and then when people complete the course, they'll be like, oh, you can't save me. Oh, man, I want to finish this just to meet you. And he'll be like, meet me? Oh, all right, I'll come down and I'll meet you. And they're like, oh, I didn't know. And he'll, like, go down and he'll, like, meet them and hug them and talk to them. He's the nicest person I've ever met in my whole life. And it's also so funny when people complete the course, they're always like, John Cena, I love you. And I'm like, I'm sitting here, too. I'm waiting for a compliment. Do you want to give me one? It's like, you know, John Cena totally eclipses you. He's incredible.
I find it, I'm the same way. I always find it refreshing when things bring me back down to earth like that. Because mm-hmm. I find that in life, whenever you have a moment of, oh my God, I really enjoy your work, it's quickly followed by someone else saying something that takes you in the exact amount that the other person raised you, it takes you in the other direction, equal and opposite.
Yeah.
And it balances out the universe.
Yeah, after stand-up shows, ladies like to be like, oh, you inspire me to like show my arms. Fat ladies don't like to show their arms, so they'll be like, you help me with that. And then their boyfriends will be like, and I think you're pretty funny. Didn't know who the fuck you were before.
Yeah.
But like, now I kind of know. And like, you should keep doing this. You're good at it. And I'm like, thank you.
So I was at a party recently, and there was some interesting people at this party. And I won't say where it was, but just people that I don't think are around showbiz folk much.
Mm-hmm.
So, and someone said to me, well, I have to say I'm a big fan of your work, even though I don't understand your sense of humor. And I said, excuse me? And he said, I'm a fan, big fan. I really don't like your sense of humor, but I'm a fan. And I don't understand.
Well, yeah.
And this person was in their 70s, I think. And he said, well, you've got that, you know, that sense of humor you have. And it's not for me at all, but I'm a fan. I'm a fan. And I thought, stop saying I'm a fan, because if you don't like my sense of humor, you do not like me. And that's okay. But you can't have it both ways. And so it was really fascinating me.
Perplexing.
Wait, he was 70?
I want to say he was in his
70s. Were you at a retirement home?
Is this where this was?
Is that why you don't want to say you hang at retirement homes?
I often go to retirement homes to try and get validation from much older people.
Were you in hospice?
Yeah. No, it was an older gentleman. They're allowed to roam the earth.
Are they? Yeah,
they are.
Yeah, not without guidance.
Yeah. So anyway, I like that. Literally, on the ride home, I'm in the car with my wife, and I'm just saying, big fan, don't enjoy your comedy. I don't understand.
Maybe he likes your height, your hair.
We did make out for a while.
He likes them juicy lips.
Yeah. It was fantastic. You know, how are you with criticism? Because here's how we're different. I don't seek out comments about myself on the internet, but I know that you read stuff.
Sometimes.
You read DMs and stuff. That's just something I would never do.
Well, I read them because I read like nasty come-ons on Why Won't You Date Me? So I like go through my DMs and whatnot. But if somebody wants to say something mean to me, that's fine. Comedy's subjective. My check's clear. If that makes you feel better, then like by all means, sure. I'll retweet you. I'll respond to you. My favorite one was, this man was like, I hate you. You suck. You should stop doing comedy. Kill yourself. And I was like, Jesus. Did that make you feel better? And then they wrote back, I was having a really bad day. I'm sorry I directed it at you. Keep making people laugh, but not me. And I...
Wait, was this the 70-year-old?
Yeah, same guy.
Probably his son or something. But I was like, I love that you doubled down. It was very funny.
I think this is true most of the time. If someone's writing something horrible, if you could immediately knock on their door,
mm-hmm.
you would probably encounter someone who didn't really feel that way about you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff online. It's first of all, I think there are a lot of people who think online is to hate. It's for extremes. You're the best in the world, or I wish you would die. You're mm-hmm. Satan. And there's no in between. But if you did confront those people in real life, I don't think a lot of them would double down on that feeling.
Yeah, I think very few people would be like, no, I meant it. Fuck you.
Yeah.
But I think most people would be like, oh, I was just looking for attention. And if you need attention, like, that's fine. I don't know. I don't mind when people have negative things to say.
Right.
Because everything is subjective. Do you know what I mean?
I wish you could say I do. I do.
But, like, what difference does it make to your life?
That's something about myself that I wish I could change. Mm-hmm. I wish I had a little bit more what the fuck in me. I think that would be very good for me to have that, because I'm still, if I feel that someone's displeased, mm-hmm. my initial reaction, now it doesn't mean I can't recover from it, is what did I do wrong? Did I offend them in some way? Is there a way I could fix this? And I wish I didn't have that. My dial is up to 11. I wish mm-hmm. I could take it down to like 4. I think that would be
better. If someone says something negative about you and you know you didn't actually offend them, just like open your bank account after and be like, that's good.
That's a good idea. My wife won't let me have access to that.
Oh no!
She controls the money.
And
she's
understand.
The one saying these yeah. things.
I bought millions and millions of dollars worth of ventriloquist dummies. And my wife got legal control of. And in the intervention, all the ventriloquist dummies were there and they sided with my wife.
I like
Tate's got a Tate's got a pint.
And you were doing their voices.
I was doing their voices.
Running to each one?
Yeah.
It's really sad. There's no money for your children to have an education.
I like this reality where she didn't just leave you. You know? She's like, no, I'll get the money.
She wants a few more.
Like
she wants a few more years. She sees that I'm still an earner. She wants a few more years, and then she'll put me in the home where everyone there will say,
"Big fan, but we don't like your comedy."
Big fan, but I've never understood your comedy. It doesn't work for me. I gotta say, everywhere I go, people are talking about Monopoly Go, and for good reason. It's an absolute hit!
Yeah. I love Monopoly.
People love Monopoly. And look, Monopoly's been around for a very long time. It's one of the oldest board games ever, okay?
Okay.
But lately, I walk around and I just hear like, Monopoly Go, Monopoly Go, Monopoly Go. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? What are you guys talking about? And they say, we're playing Monopoly Go. You can play it with your family, your friends. It's a straight delight. There's always something new to do. Partner events where you can build on each other's boards, and crazy tournaments with team events you can recruit your friends for, or you can just compete to outdo them all on the leaderboards. Mm. And when you're not messing with your family and friends, Monopoly Go is always throwing new stuff at you. They have taken Monopoly to the next level. I didn't think Monopoly had to go to the next level, but they did. There's timed events like massive multipliers for all your winnings and challenges like treasure hunts or money sprees that have fun new mini games. Plus, with tons of rewards to collect, like stickers for trading with friends and hilarious emojis that are perfect for gloating, there's always a reason to dip back in.
Yeah.
Man, they cracked it, you know?
They did.
So join the fun. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile didn't miss it. My T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know what brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was weird.
I should have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT, introducing ADT Self-Setup,
featuring everything from motion sensors to Google Nest Cam and the Nest doorbell with a battery or wired option. Your choice. Easily install the ADT self-setup security system at your convenience. You don't need heavy-duty tools. And if you do need help, ADT can provide virtual assistance along the way. Self-setup from ADT grows, moves, and adapts as your needs change. You can add more products at any time, and your system easily moves wherever life takes you. It also features Nest Cams that can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest doorbell, even a package. These things are getting so smart. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. You can view video of an alarm event and verify or cancel an alarm with just one quick tap. Now everyone can get trusted security from ADT installed your way with no long-term contracts. When the most trusted name in home security adds the intelligence of Google, well, you've got a home with no worries. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are all trademarks of Google LLC.
How's your life going, you know, with the sex life? May I ask? May I intrude? I mean, this is something that you're always very open about. And I don't get to ask anyone else that, you know?
You could.
I try.
Not employees, because that's called harassment.
I learned that the hard way. I'd say, oh, so you'd like to work here at Team Coco, would you? Well, first question, how's your sex life? And then I find out from these, quote, lawyers that I'm in the wrong. So anyway, I learned my lesson.
My sex life is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
She be having it. It be good. She be getting them titties honked. That's nice.
Wait, you like having them honked?
Yeah, honk, honk.
Doesn't sound like if things are heating up, and a guy's like,
I would think
it would go south. Yeah.
No,
and they're dancing around the room.
I'm here for honk, honk. I was once going down on a man, and I was like, give me that dick. And he was like, Nicole, you can't do that anymore. I will not have sex with you anymore if you do that. So I like fun times. Other people don't.
Oh, wait. He didn't like that you said in a sort of a fun
I'm going to suck your dick.
Well, first of all,
and I did a
can
lot
I just
of
say, no
body
one wants,
movements.
No one wants oral sex from Cookie Monster.
Cookie!
I won't have that dick. Cookie crumbs just go flying along with other things. And so that's, I could see the guy being a little thrown off by that. Are you doing a lot of voices and shtick when you're...
Well, not anymore, because people don't enjoy it.
Well,
I don't know.
You might. Okay.
I'm just saying, I mean, am I allowed to speak freely here?
No.
Please.
Since when?
I think, just saying hypothetical, when? If you and I were engaged in something like that, that's your brand and I would be honored to have that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Are you hitting on me?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, come on. That would be a magical and erotic treat through the wonderlands of Nicole Byer's sex life.
I know, but first of all, back off.
Yes. Do I need lawyers?
You do, and you need a lot of lawyers now.
I do apologize.
So No. But I think what you're saying is valid. I know you, and I know that if someone was, if your lover was engaged in an act with you and suddenly started to impersonate one of the Watergate burglars, you would love it.
I'd probably finish right there.
Yeah. You're constantly closing your eyes and pretending it's Haldeman and Ehrlichman.
That flat top. Yeah. Oh boy.
Freak. Anyway, so, but this, in the current situation, all is well.
Yes.
Have you found someone who appreciates your sense of humor in sensual moments, or is it just across the board you're not allowed to do that?
It's like across the board. Most of the people I've hooked up with are like, please don't do that. Yeah.
There's got to be someone that appreciates that. That's who you are. I think this is wrong. Is this Winston
again?
Well,
I think it might be maybe, I don't want to speak for people, but maybe they don't want like a performance. Like they want just me, which is just kind of quieter.
Right.
No, I scream a lot at home. I don't know, less on, I guess. Like, I'm loud, but I'm not, like, necessarily performing. Gotcha. So maybe people want, like, real connections or something like that.
I have to say, it's not even what you're saying, but if I heard, give me that dick, I might run away.
Really?
Because I think someone wants to take it from me.
Oh.
That's what it sounds like. You know, it sounds like it's going to leave my body and go with them, and I'd be afraid.
Well, no, I don't want to take it.
Well, here's the thing. If... In the wild, if you encounter a creature and mm-hmm. they say the worst thing you can do is run, but if you get scared, that's the natural reaction. And if I heard, give me that dick, I would start to run. Mm-hmm. That's just what I would do.
Oh.
In life, whenever I've heard, give me that dick, I run.
Well, you're not
what
alone.
What you're usually hearing is, give me that comma, dick. Meaning like, give me that pen, dick.
Oh, no, at work. Yeah. That's constantly I'm running.
Yeah.
And I forgot. I didn't hear the comma. Right. I didn't hear the pause.
Yeah.
But, well, that's good. You know, I'm glad that you're... And how do you meet people? Can I ask that?
Oh, apps. It would be nice to meet someone in person, but I'm on Tinder, Raya, OkCupid, Bumble, Hinge, there was a thing, it was like a fat lady app, and I can't remember. I think it's called like Woo Plus. And I'm sure, Coffee Meets Bagel. I think there's another one. But yeah, 8 apps. I'm on 8 apps. Wow.
Can I say something? I can't list this number of anything. I can't name that number of anything in the universe, and you just tore through those.
Mm-hmm. I've been on them for a long time. It's been a long time.
Okay, so you go on these, and I'm a complete stranger in this world. I've been married for a long time. Mm-hmm. I was never on an app. So I don't understand it. I don't understand how it works. Do you then go meet these people in a neutral area?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it depends. What do you like? If you're trying to fuck, you go to like a place with a bed, like a home. Or if you're trying to connect, you go to like a bar or dinner. You meet them in public.
And it's made clear when you respond which of those two it is.
Yeah. So
I'm like a police officer, by the way, questioning.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out.
So romantic.
No, I just want to know. I don't know how it all works. I don't know anything about that. So
usually, I like when people message me first. So they'll say something like, hey, cutie. And I'm like, hi. I'm never excited to answer anybody. Mm-hmm. And then lately... Because I'm older now, so now I'm like horny for love or whatever. I'm like, I want love, I think. I've, you know, a dick is a dick. It just has to be attached to someone nice now. I just need someone to be nice to me. So I'm not looking to hook up anymore. So you have to like ask me on a date.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So understood. Understood. Because I don't know how I would do if I were somehow single now and on apps.
I don't think you would have to get on an app. Did you know you're famous? So, like, people would find somebody for you. They'd be like, Conan.
Who are these
this
people?
This lady.
Who would
you
find
have friends.
Them?
You do have friends. I know you do.
Same for you, too. You're famous now, right?
I'm mildly successful.
Yeah, I bet you could just have your pick of the litter.
No, you'd be surprised.
I am surprised.
I think there might be, sometimes there are men who are intimidated by a successful woman. And that shouldn't be the case, but I'm sure that is. And you are quite successful.
Thank you.
You do very well. You're bringing in the bucks.
A little.
Then you meet some guy and he works at Jiffy Lube and he's intimidated.
Yeah, but he shouldn't be because he could change the oil in my Jeep. Oh. We could do it together.
That's nice. You drive. You have a Jeep.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you see me, don't wave. No, I'm kidding. You can wave. I got a Wrangler because it's an interactive car. Because it has a Jeep wave. You go, boop.
Wait, if you see other people
in another Jeep,
boop. You're supposed to give them the V sign?
You drive and you go, boop. And nobody ever does it back to me. And it makes me so sad.
People in Teslas give each other the finger.
Yeah.
Because they know the other guy's an asshole too.
Did you know that there's a Model S, a Model 3, a Model X, and a Model Y, and it spells out sexy?
Yes. Isn't that
fantastic?
Awful.
I think it's so
funny. That's a long play, by the way, because they had to roll out each one slowly over time.
It's funny if you know it's coming from anyone other than Elon Musk, you know?
I think he's funny either way.
Yeah. I mean, he is objectively very, very funny.
He's so funny.
There's also the whoopee cushion function in the Tesla where you
can... pretty funny.
What? You can set a whoopee cushion to the stereo spectrum of any of the four seats to make it seem like one person.
And the car farts.
Yeah.
And guess what? That burns up. All the carbon that you're saving with the battery is used up by the fart function. They have to burn. There's a bucket of coal in every Tesla. It burns so that the little practical jokes in the Tesla can operate. No one knows why that's necessary, but it does. So it's not carbon neutral anymore. Did I hear that you took up a special hobby during the whole shutdown, the whole COVID shutdown?
What is it? Who told? What did
I was
tell
told you?
You
were doing pole dancing.
Oh yes. Well, I was doing it before the pandemic, and then during the pandemic, I spent a lot of time doing it because I was like, "What the fuck else am I going to do?" But yeah, I love pole dancing.
It's hard. I have to say, years ago, I took a course because there was I was taught a course on the late night show, mm-hmm. and someone came on and was showing me how to pole dance, and I was stunned at how. Yeah. How hard it is to support your body on that pole.
It's so hard. And then you wake up the next day and you're like, muscles I didn't know I had hurt.
Yeah, but so many single dollar bills. So
many. I don't know how the girls dance over the dollar bills and don't slip and fall.
Oh.
Because I slip and fall over nothing.
Right.
So
I think there's just a lot you need to learn if you're going to be a stripper.
Mm-hmm. I would love to be a stripper.
Would you really?
Oh, yes. If I had just taken a couple different paths, probably I'd be a stripper.
Yeah.
I think it's fun.
Well, it might be fun to do once, but to do it over and over and over again, that same creepy guy always gets the same chair at the bar.
Yeah, but then
I'm talking about myself.
And
keeps asking for pour some sugar on me and keeps holding a very small bill out that you're supposed to come over and squeeze it between your titties, you know? And then you look at it and it's like a $2 bill. Who's on the $2 bill? I think it's Gerald Ford. But anyway, it's not a good bill.
Who is on the $2 bill? Thomas Jefferson?
Is it?
I got it right?
Yeah, that's right. It is Thomas Jefferson. Yeah.
I have a bunch of $2 bills.
That's right. Do you really?
Yeah. Anytime I get one, I keep it.
I keep them too.
You guys have them all.
We have all seven $2 bills that are left in circulation.
Huh.
I have one as well.
I have like four or five of them.
I just like
them.
This is a date. This is us making a connection on a date.
Yeah.
It's all about $2 bills. Yeah. I have some as well. Who's on it, do you think? Well, it's Jefferson.
I mean,
it is Jefferson.
Among us, we have
$24. Later at a wedding. Later at a wedding chapel in Vegas.
I mean, that is kind of like a first date. First dates suck. I really hate them. It's just small talk for like an hour and a half.
Yeah. I haven't been on a first date since... I think it was 1971, so it's been a long
time.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not that old.
I was
old.
Like, that's so long.
I'm not that old. Yeah.
And I was like, how old are you?
But it's been so long. I mean, it was my wife is my last first date. It better be my last first date. That would be a problem.
How long have you been together?
22 years.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah,
that's
it is good.
Nice.
I should probably put in a better response than, yeah. He went, oh, 22, that's so nice. Yeah, she, we've been together 22 years, she. It's been really great, she. I love it. That's very nice.
That's what I want, 22 years. That seems nice.
I'm not sure you do want that.
What?
Conan. Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm like a provocative therapist.
What do you
this
think
is my
I
job.
Want?
Well, in the past, you said you want...
to fuck.
Yeah.
But I told you I'm horny for love.
Right. But are you looking for someone who you'll marry and grow old with?
Well, I don't know if I want to get like married, but I do want like a partner. And I do not really want to grow old in general because like the older I get, the more things hurt. So I'd like to stop time here. Mm-hmm. But I would like to spend time with someone for a long time.
That's nice. I believe, call me romantic, if you put
romantic.
That out...
Romantic.
Thank you. I believe that if you put that out there, that it happens. I really do.
Okay.
I think when you're ready for it and you put that out there, which you just did, that can happen for you.
Well, from your lips to God's ears. Is that the saying?
Yeah, but it's not God who's involved in this.
Who is it?
Well, I don't
believe
want to
it's
tell
from
you.
Your mouth to God's south.
What?
Oh.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It just
what
came
happened
out.
What happened to you? How about this, Corley?
Okay?
Write them down first. Write them down first and pass them over to David. And if he thinks they're good,
self,
he'll give you the thumbs up.
Meaning dick.
Oh, meaning dick.
Yes. Oh, no.
Give me that god dick.
Oh, God. Okay.
Wow. I don't think I want God's dick.
Let me explain something.
He's be too big.
He has a new baby and he's sleep deprived.
What kind?
We got a girl.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Do you like her?
Oh, I love her to tears.
Wait, she's brand new?
She's 9 months.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. She'll give her time. You'll get annoyed.
Uh-oh, really?
Also, he's not getting any sleep. That was the whole point of this
detour. I see.
And so he just lately has been saying stuff.
Oh.
And all of us are scratching our heads. We don't know what's happening with
I'm
him.
I'm going to get this back and just say never say that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Don't say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys are saying...
I want to congratulate you. You got nominated. You're nominated for 2 Emmys.
This year, 3.
Oh, 3. Whoa.
Can you even? Isn't
you know what?
That wild?
I saw 3 on my sheet and I took one off.
Oh.
Just because I felt some, I'm like, no, that's too much. I'm going to take you down a notch. No, it says here 2, but that's great. 3
that's
Emmys.
Okay. Yeah.
Emmys for?
Nailed 2 for Nailed It. One is Outstanding Host. One is for the actual show.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one's for my special, Outstanding Writing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I'm really excited about that one because I'm excited about the Nailed It one too, but like the stand-up one, and I put like my whole heart and soul into it and I toured with it for a long time. And then I just spent so much time and then the look of it, it all came together, the opening. Yeah, it's my masterpiece.
How long a set is it on the special? Is it like an hour?
It's an hour.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm curious. So do you have plans for the Emmys? Like, what are you going to do? How are you going to approach this?
Well, I'm going to go.
Yeah. Some people don't.
I'm going.
Good.
And I'm going to wear a fabulous dress and I'm going to look so fucking good. I'm going to lose to RuPaul twice.
And that's well, you have this all mapped out. Then on the way home, I'll get a flat.
And then I'll cry a little bit. Go to the tire or losing to RuPaul again. And I'll be like, the tire because you knew you're going to lose to RuPaul. And then I get home and then I'll get ready and I'll go to the other Emmys because I have to go to 2. I have to go to the Creative Arts and then the Emmys.
Right.
I don't know. I don't really have a plan other than
I'm rooting for
fabulous.
You. I want you to win this.
Yeah, me too.
But you know what? It doesn't really matter if you win or not. You get to go and you have this amazing dress. You're going to have a great time.
Yeah, I had fun losing last year. But I will say there wasn't enough food. They put just bottles and bottles of wine on the table and no food.
Well, a situation I think last year was because of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
They were trying to thread this weird needle. So they said, we'll have people in a room, but it'll be a strange room.
Mm-hmm. Half outside, half not outside room.
Yeah, and there'll be a mister that's shooting disinfectant over everyone like it's a salad bar all the time. And we're going to reference COVID a lot, which will be kind of a downer.
Uh-huh.
And we don't want to show... I don't know why they didn't want people to have food, but they didn't. But they put some wine there because I think they wanted to grab some of that that Golden Globe vibe of people getting a little, trashed
little
and crazy.
Yeah,
yeah. So I don't know. This year is going to be very different, I think, because
I
we all know COVID's
food.
Completely done.
COVID's done. We're having a great time. Now you just got to worry about monkeypox.
Hey.
Monkeypox.
Isn't that wild?
You got to admit, it's such a good name.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Monkeypox. I mean, COVID-19, and then you're supposed to remember all the different variants.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever's doing the publicity for COVID sucks.
Yeah, not
monkeypox.
Very hot.
That's fantastic.
Very in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get vaccinated. It doesn't seem like a good time.
Do you worry about these things in general, about health and disease? Are you someone who's phobic about that? I am not. I'm almost, I just don't think about it that much, but some people have really been affected by it.
I don't think about it a lot. With COVID, I was like, well, I'll just be safe because if I shut down a production, that's like a lot of people and their money and whatever. But with monkeypox, it just seems real fucking bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like you get like rashes and shit. I don't want that. That's a person that was like, I don't want it. I had COVID. It wasn't that bad, but it also wasn't fun. And I could have done without.
Right. Mm-hmm. Very few people have said, I just had COVID. And you know what? Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
I loved it. Yum. Give it to me again.
Best sex of my life was with COVID.
I came so hard after I got COVID-19.
That is a weird side effect you never hear. Fauci didn't bring it up much. But when Fauci got COVID, you have to, he was gone for a while and then he came back and he was very giddy.
Very,
very
happy.
Excited.
Very happy.
Fauci was like, damn, I came hard. And everyone's like, Dr. Fauci, please.
Well, you don't have to run that by David. That's fine.
Oh, yeah, it is fine, right? Yeah, I'm getting thumbs up from everyone in the booth. Yeah, trust me.
I haven't figured this out yet.
No, you have not.
Okay.
But I'm glad that, so you had your, when did you have COVID?
I went to Upfronts in New York, and whenever Upfronts were, I think that was in May, mm-hmm. I came back with COVID. Yeah, it was a super spreader event.
Yep.
Oh.
It was pretty wild.
I got mine at a sex party.
Oh, too. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
No.
Someone coughed right into your dick hole. And the COVID just traveled up in you.
I saw it happen. I watched it happen. And I went, damn it.
Yeah, someone was like, give me that dick. And you're like, no.
That's why I'm afraid.
I get it now.
Because the last time someone said, give me that dick, look what happened.
You got COVID.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna get involved in your life.
Okay.
Because my job now is to find you a good partner. That's okay. What I'm gonna do. So you have to tell me what you're looking for.
Okay. Employed.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Tall. Okay. I guess you don't have to be tall.
Why tall?
I like the feeling of someone like,
give me a height.
Enveloping me.
Because people are listening right now. And you know what? We have a lot of people listen to this podcast. This mm-hmm. is a good chance to get this message out.
Okay.
Give me a height minimum for you.
Minimum? I think I'm really tall. So I'm going to say 6'2".
Okay.
Mm. Maximum 6'5". Anything bigger. That's scary. Wait, how tall are you?
I'm 6'4".
Okay, great. You're not scary?
No. But if the hair is puffed up.
6'5", 6'7".
So, yeah. No, but I'm 6'4", so I would still slide in under the bar.
Okay.
Well, probably not for other reasons, but we'll talk about those later. Impotence. Okay. old war injury. So 6'2", mm-hmm. What else about this fellow?
Let's see. Employed, nice, attractive. I don't know. I think that's it.
That's it.
We have to have things in common. Oh, a good sense of humor.
Right.
Likes to tee hee hee.
Because I didn't understand what you meant by good sense of humor, so I'm glad you said likes to tee hee hee.
You know, I'm just trying to clarify.
Yep.
Big hands. I like big hands because I have big hands.
That's a strange one, I have to say. I like big hands.
Yeah, I like big hands.
Okay. Okay.
What else?
Have you ever, sometimes I've been hanging around with someone and it's not something you think you notice right away, but then eventually you look down, you'll be talking to a guy mm-hmm. and then you'll see that his hands are just so tiny.
So tiny.
Yeah. And it's a little, I know what you mean. You think they're up to something.
It's a little jarring.
Yeah.
You ever see Scary Movie 2?
A long time ago. Yeah.
Oh, and he's like, get my good hand. And it's just a tiny hand. I don't want no tiny hands. Okay. I like big meaty hands.
Okay. What if a guy tricked you and wore like fake gloves?
Or got a bunch of bee stings.
Oh, okay. We've got a bunch of bee stings. We just had big mitts.
Swollen.
But they tricked you. They tricked you because they heard this and they checked every box and they said, I can't wait now to date and become the long-term boyfriend for Nicole Byer. And then they reached over to shut off the app that had the podcast on it and looked down at their hand and it was this tiny little hand. And they tricked you.
I guess if they went through the trouble of getting a realistic prosthetic hand mm-hmm. to make it seem like a bigger hand.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could forgive it. I could be like, wow, you really did something nice.
Right. And then in the end, you realize I didn't care about that all along.
Yeah, I cared about you.
You realize, yeah, exactly.
And then I'll be like, I'm shallow. And then I go through a journey and they've taught me so much and it's great. So that's my love story.
Okay. Well, this is a good
list. Well, their hands have to be big enough to honk my titties.
I was just thinking that if they're too tiny, you'll get more of a. You'll get a honk, 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 honk. Hey, just doing it for you, Nicole.
Big honks.
Oh God!
Like, no, I just need big honks. Oh my God! Get your prosthetic hand out.
Hold on a second.
Honk on my titties.
Hold on a second. I'll go get it. Hi, Nicole. Wonka, 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 wonka.
And that's me coming.
Do you ever say that as your orgasm? And that's me coming. It'd be fantastic to announce it that way.
I might. That's really funny.
That's fantastic.
There's a lot of
gentlemen. You should look to a camera. You should have a camera there. So you can look to the camera. And that's me coming.
And that's me coming.
And then little credits come up. Produced by, directed by, wardrobe
Conan,
by.
Conan, are you putting me in a porn?
Well, yes.
I don't think I could do a porn.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. Just because I'd be like worried about my performance and the angles.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
So the whole, all the other questions that might come up wouldn't bother you at all. What's this doing for my psyche? All that kind of stuff.
No, I think that's all fine.
Okay.
I'm just like, the angles, like, do we have them all?
Right.
And then also it's like, you've shot like scripted shit. You get it from like different angles, like a wide, a mid, a close up. Like,
yeah.
Do they do that in porn?
Well, first of all, the times I've been involved in porn or even contemplated it, I've always insisted on director's cut.
Ah.
I want to be able to sign off on the final product and say, I'm not happy with this shot. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy with that shot. Many of my comments about my work, my complaints have been about my actual body. So we've done CGI and stuff like that.
I see.
We've enhanced everything. And we've come up with a very different product in the end. But if you ask for control, you'll be quite happy.
Okay. I feel like you're doing a bit, but... I think that's good advice to ask for control.
I loved it for a second. You thought I was actually really contemplating doing a porn.
I don't know. Maybe. I've thought about it. I don't know if it's really good money.
I'm just going to... I don't know.
I don't think it would
be good money.
You're looking at me?
Well, we both looked at you.
And it is. Trust me.
Yeah.
It's great
but
money.
But is it?
Oh, no. It can't be unless you're a name,
Because there's a lot of porn.
You have to be a name.
How do you become a name in porn?
Well, you're already a name, so you could just go into porn and then you've done it. You know what I mean? You reverse engineer it.
I'm going to say, I don't know. First of all, I don't think the money would be that great.
Me either.
I really don't think so.
And what about softcore, like Skinamax porn?
Does that still exist?
It should.
You know, I'm sure it does.
You should.
Where things get all... it's all foggy.
Yeah,
right? It's all foggy.
Filmed through Vaseline or like pantyhose on the lens. And not because of a cinematic technique.
It just was random that there was pantyhose
on. Just got thrown. And they said, keep rolling.
Yep.
No, I think these are all bad ideas.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think these are all bad ideas. I think the important thing that you should stick to is, I like this mission that you have to find a real person to be with, who is going to be your partner, your confidant, your best bud. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's good.
Yeah. Whenever a couple is like, that's my best friend. I'm like, ooh, that seems nice. Best friend that you get to fuck? That's like a double-double.
I've had a hard time finding that Hallmark card. Where's the best friend I like to fuck cards? Right over here. Here we go. Right here. Well, that's the only thing is, I mean, over the years, and when you've been talking to me, you've been quite vocal about physical attributes. You're looking for a guy and sexual needs and things like that. And so that might be intimidating. There might be some guys out there.
I would like a big dick.
Well, I know, but
I can't believe I forgot that.
Yeah, but you don't, that may be intimidating to some guys who feel they don't measure up in that department.
Okay.
And then they think, well, I can't. And maybe there's a guy who is just sort of normal, average. Uh-huh. And he now thinks, and he'd be a fantastic partner for you.
Okay.
But he now feels that that's not possible.
I'll revise it. I would like a dick that's nice.
What do you mean? Like it?
Nice, like kind?
Yeah.
Kind, giving dick.
It does volunteer work. It does volunteer work.
Yeah, it feeds hungry children. Yeah.
It tithes. It gives up 10% of its income to charities. I like a tithing dick. It gives to the. It just gives to very good,
a very
good
complimenting
services.
Dick.
Yeah, exactly.
No, just like nice to look at.
Yeah, handsome dick. You want a handsome?
A
dick.
Handsome one, or someone who knows how to use it, or we could just go get another one if you could get a little dildo or something.
Oh, I thought you meant have a transplant.
No, I don't think they do that.
They don't.
Because you can't get, like, who's donating
their
dick?
They do not.
Why are you so saying it? Like
trust
that?
Me. Trust me. Trust me. They
sure
do not.
Positive?
And it's a crime.
Maybe one day in the future.
We're the richest country in the world with the most sophisticated. And you'd think
that people would put a little bit of effort.
They'll put one right next to it, but they won't swap it out.
I have seven different sizes.
Like a pan flute?
Yes. Yeah, it's a pan flute, basically. You can play all kinds of complicated songs on it. Well, that's as good a place as any to stop this nonsense.
Yeah.
I'm very happy for you. You're a lovely person, and it's going so well for you.
Thank
I'm really
you.
Happy that you're nominated for all these Emmys. You're crushing it. You're out there killing it. And you're a very good person. You really are.
Thank you.
You are. You know that.
Yeah, I try to be a good person. I don't know. Sometimes, I think I'm a good person.
You are. You are. All joking aside, you're a good person.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I know.
I really had to think about it. I was like, am I? who was I mean to today? Nobody.
No. You are. You're just incessantly kind to people, and you have such a good spirit. So.
Oh, thank you.
No, I'm just a
I feel the same way about you.
Well, thank you.
You are kind. You gave me my first late night appearance, and late night is funny because they're like, well, you have to have a tape to get the, you know, to book the spot. And I'm like, well, how do you get the tape if no one will let you on?
Right.
And then you let me on, which was really kind of you.
Well, it was smart because you really make me laugh. So, and also, I really loved our different appearances together because mm-hmm. you were so good. It being funny and nice and generous, and then, but also really making me squirm in a way that people absolutely love, you know? And it was just real. That's what I loved about it, is that it was so real.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to play off of you. It's you're a very giving comedian. Like
I don't know.
And
naturally,
it's
just
fun.
There's some uptight
stuff, that
Catholic
too.
Stuff there that put us together, and people would be like, "Oh my God, this is fantastic! I love this." So
yeah, it's fun.
We have to take this act on the road someday.
Let's do it.
Yes.
I would do it.
Yeah, we got to figure something out. Okay. We got to do something together where we bottle that for just a little bit
and
of time.
Sell it to people and make lots of money.
No, we'll give
money,
it away.
Money, money,
we'll tithe.
And then we'll
10%.
Invest it and make more money.
You've changed. please come back soon because I love talking to you, or I'll come visit you, but this was great. Thank
you
so much.
You're going to come visit me where?
At your
podcast. You coming to my house?
Well, no, I wouldn't just show up at your But I mean, I'll show up on your podcast, one of your projects.
Yes,
I'll stop
please.
By. That'd be nice.
Wait, do you have a best friend?
A best friend?
Yes, yeah, so Sheer and I have a podcast called Best Friends.
I sure do.
And we interview best friends sometimes.
Oh, that's nice.
Who's your best friend?
Well, here's the problem. If I say my best friend, it's going to...
People might get angry.
Get gorily upset.
Mm. What?
Because guess what? Big shocker, it's not gorily.
Oh, no.
It was until like a day ago when you started having a meltdown on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to throw out my God oral sex idea just to see how it goes.
I stand by it.
Yeah, you should. Nicole, thank you so, so much for coming here.
Thank
I know
you
you're
for
really,
having
I know
me.
You're really busy, and it was nice of you, and it made everyone's day here. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. This was fun.
Oh, good.
I'll truly come back any old time.
And I'm going to find you this fella.
You only wrote down 6'2".
I have the full list here.
He has the full list.
6'2" through 6'5".
I retrieved the pen late, and then I didn't want to write big dick.
No. 6'2" to 6'5", employed, nice, handsome, sense of humor, titty honking hands, mm-hmm. and big dick. Or a kind dick.
Kind. Yeah, kind.
Kind dick, yeah. Got it.
Kind, nice.
Yeah.
The proper amount of veins.
Yeah.
Well,
what?
And
what'd you
where would
for?
You put that? Could you,
the proper amount
what
of veins?
What did you do that for?
Why'd you do that? We were ending so nicely. It was all coming together so nicely.
Well,
and then
this is important.
How many veins? Where are the veins?
Yeah. How many? What's the range
too many?
Of
what's too
veins?
Many veins?
Give me
too many is where you're like, this one looks angry. You know, where it looks like the Hulk's arm. That's too many.
Well, maybe it's having a stroke or something.
Not Hulk.
No Hulk's arm. And what?
No
what's
hope.
Too few veins?
One where you're like, is it alive?
They do make little shocking paddles for penises.
Oh, no.
They do. Yeah.
Clear.
No.
Clear. Oh.
Try it again. Katusha. 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 Katusha.
I'm okay now, fellas. I am ready to go.
Oh, God.
No, take it easy. Relax. Breathe. We'll get jumping around.
Oh, I don't know what happened. I blacked out. Things started to heat up and then...
All the penises that I give life to always work at the library.
Oh, sorry, I fainted there. I just got a little nervous.
You okay now?
I'm fine.
We had to shock you back.
Oh, I gotta get back to the rare book library that I work in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, it's only a matter of time until your check engine light comes on, which could equal an expensive repair bill, and a new engine can cost up to $6,000.
Don't I know it?
But this is why you need this product I'm about to mention right now.
Okay.
Car Shield. Car Shield offers plans with low monthly rates that you can pay for your expensive repairs on your out-of-warranty car, truck, or SUV. It's so nice to have that protection of Car Shield.
I know.
I believe. That's my belief. Some people have other beliefs, maybe religious beliefs. I think Car Shield plans provide protection on up to 5,000 major parts and systems, including items like transmission, engine, even your entertainment system. Mm. Just call Car Shield and choose the mechanic to do the work. Car Shield administrators will handle the rest and save you money. Look, I saw your car today. You've got a beautiful car, but you've got to haul your family around in this car. This is a vital piece of machinery for you. You need Car Shield.
I do. And, you know, I don't take care of my cars very well. So Car Shield, it would definitely come in.
You know, and also with their A rating from the BBB, don't ask me, Car Shield is the name you can trust to save you money on covered auto repairs. Now's the time to make the smart choice and protect yourself from the sky-high auto repair bills. Visit carshield.com/Conan. Save 20% today. Again, that's carshield.com/Conan to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Conan to lock in your price today. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all sometimes have issues or things we need to talk about, get off our chest. I have that all the time, don't you, Sona?
I do.
Yeah, and we need people to talk to. And we carry around different stressors. We carry big stressors. We carry small stressors. I was raised in a culture where you're supposed to kind of bottle it up, and I've learned over time that that's not the best thing to do. If you do let things rattle around in there for a while without talking it out, it can affect your life very negatively. Well, therapy is a safe space where you can get things off your chest, figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. BetterHelp's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. A lot of people have a barrier towards getting therapy because they think, well, I don't know, I've got to find the person, talk to them. What if it's not a good match? Then it's awkward. None of that. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Conan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/Conan.
Well, we have to address the elephant in the room, which is that Sona Movsesyan is not present.
We have to address the Sona not in the room.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Instead of the elephant in the room.
Right.
Well, I think the elephant in the room is that Sona is not in the room.
Right. She's not an elephant.
Okay. This is the worst who's on first routine I've ever heard in my life. Third base. And here they are, Gourley and O'Brien with The Elephant's Not a Sona. And the shortest vaudeville career in history. It ran from 1901 to 1901. Well, no, I want to address the fact that Sona can't be here today because, and she's such a regular part of the podcast, and this I find absurd. Uh-huh. She's on a book tour.
Wow.
She wrote a book about her misadventures, and she's on a book tour. And if you had told me when I met Sona all those years ago and she became my kooky assistant that I would lose her for a period of time because she's out promoting the book she wrote, I'd have laughed you off the face of the earth.
God bless her.
I mean, this is proof, as the great Don King would say, only in America. Yeah. Only in America.
Right. Should we address the David in the room?
Well, that's what I'm getting to. Okay. Because Sona's so busy now with, she has these twins, Mikey and Charlie. I prefer Mikey.
Poor Charlie.
I have major beef with Charlie. And she has a book. and I think she's starting a chain of restaurants.
Just called Persona.
Stop off at Goofballs. Order your food and watch it not show up.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
The worst restaurant.
But because she can't be here and she's so busy, I have an assistant who took over for Sona. She, you know, I'm hoping a temporary arrangement.
No.
Sorry. But we love him. Well, we'll get to that, David. Okay. I'm not firing you here. I'm just letting you know that
it's
imminent.
You tried to fire me so many times.
I know. So David Hopping took over. David Hopping was Sona's assistant because she didn't want to do anything. And now David's pretty much my full-time assistant until Sona's done promoting her other schemes. So, David Hopping, welcome. Where are you from, David?
Carlinville, Illinois.
Yeah, Carlinville, Illinois. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And where is that? That's in the southern part of Illinois?
It's like central. It's like a little bit south of Springfield.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. How long a drive is it to get to the St. Louis Arch?
Like a little over an hour.
Yeah. Oh. These are good stories.
Yeah, this is going really well. I'm so happy to be here.
So what's the rainfall there a year, would you guess?
It rains.
It rains occasionally?
It rains, yeah. It's good. There's weather. There's snow.
That's your agricultural report?
It rains. And it accumulates, and there is wet ground after it rains.
Okay. David, you have just humiliated yourself.
Or did I humiliate you?
Yeah.
You put me here.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
You put him here and you asked him those questions.
You're right. You could say that I'm complicit in these crimes, but I disagree. And this is my reality, so I'm innocent of all charges. And I'm set free and awarded a $600,000 prize. David, you're feeling... Isn't it crazy? Sona has a book.
She has a book.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It is.
I've read it,
It's
too.
Basically a how-to for me taking over for her.
And did you ever think... And ultimately, the way this should end is you write a book and go on a tour.
And then do I get my own assistant?
Yes.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. This is those Russian dolls. A doll within a doll within a doll within a doll. You now read Sona's book.
Okay.
Learn how to totally screw me over. And not do your job. Then you write a book about that. Then you take off. Then we hire someone who will fill in for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
Who will?
Yeah. Do you have anyone in mind who you think would be good?
Should we have Maddie do it? Yeah. Maddie Ogden?
Oh, I thought you meant me.
Oh, Maddie?
No. Maddie, who works Maddie, here at the podcast. Yes. Mm-hmm. She's a very fashionable young woman.
Very fashionable.
She's always wearing different cool outfits.
Mm-hmm.
And she's crucial to the running of the podcast.
She is.
Yeah. So, okay, she'll take over then. Mm-hmm. Wow, you've got this all worked out.
Yeah, it's a big plan I've had for a while.
I would like to point out quickly that you have your own podcast.
I do.
And what's it called again?
It's called Back to the Best.
Okay, Back to the Best. And it's about?
It's about like 90s, early 2000s nostalgia.
Okay.
Our Instagram is at BTDB Podcast. If you want to follow us.
What is knock it off?
You asked him.
This is the one. No, I didn't ask him. I didn't ask him for.
Our website is BTDBpodcast.com.
Nice. Everyone's got their own scheme.
Yeah.
Also, he sells watches out of the trunk of his car.
Yeah. I'll sell you some. I'll give you a discount. Yeah.
Okay. They're all really good, high quality digital watches from the late 80s.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I you're just love like them. To plug my Tupperware business. I do a Tupperware parties.
Uh huh.
Okay.
I would like to plug something I'm doing at some point. Wait, I'm not doing anything. Just remember.
Trying to think.
So I'm happy for Sona that she's hit the big time, and she had an event last night, I think in Seattle at a bookstore, and apparently tons of people showed up.
It looks so full, yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah. It was packed, yeah. I was probably always the hope. Maybe Conan will be there if people show up.
I don't know.
And I think that's probably a lot of the appeal of the book. Who can say? But I'm excited for it.
I really am. Seen the print copy because your name is just redacted. There's a black mark in the entire book.
What I love about her book is that there's so much about it that's real. It is real. She's telling real stories. They're all honest to God true. And wow, what an unprofessional relationship we've had for years.
I know the dynamic between you. When I was reading this book, sometimes my jaw was dropping.
Yeah.
What? Who's more wrong here?
Two idiots who've been... It is proof there is a God.
Yeah.
Because whoever put us together has a sense of humor. It is I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
But Ricky and Lucy are both insane. So yeah, anyway, I'm very happy for her. And David, if this means you're here, mm-hmm. then it must be a good sign that all's going our way, because you're a lovely fellow.
Oh, thank you.
It's yeah. true. And I know thank that you enjoy working with me.
I do.
You don't have to say that.
You're, no, he you pays you're not me. Under he pays me. I have to. If I don't, I get fired instantly.
Okay. Now, it's interesting. I share you with our producer, longtime producer mm-hmm. now of almost 30 years, Jeff Ross.
Yes.
So you're technically Jeff's assistant and my assistant.
Yeah.
But I get the feeling that if push came to shove, you'd be more loyal to me.
Oh. I don't know if I feel comfortable answering that.
Yeah, you don't have to.
I know you shouldn't.
Jeff is right out there watching
no,
this.
No, Jeff is out there watching uh-huh. this. But
as your legal counsel, I would advise you not to answer
thank
that.
You. Thank okay. you. I silence.
I want to do silent. One of those things where I like put my just, hand over just, the mic and whisper.
You just push the mic away.
No, Jeff's car needs to go into the shop. I ask you to take my car into the shop. And you mm-hmm. say, well, no, I have to take Jeff's car into the shop. And I tell you, no, cancel that. Take mine. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
I feel like Jeff would probably just tell me to take yours. But also, Jeff trusts me more with his car than you do.
Well, first of all, I drive a Rolls Royce.
Oh, okay.
Made of marzipan.
Yep.
I'm a very... I wanted to show people my status, and I thought I'll get a Rolls Royce, but then I thought no, it should be even more effete than that. Uh-huh. So I had it made by a great baker / engineer out of marzipan, and I drive it around, and it's got a horn that goes.
God. It just keeps going. Can you push his mic away?
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's a car. It has a car alarm that goes, I'm being stolen. I'm being stolen. I made the marzipan. I'm being stolen. I made the marzipan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember when I had you, I parked it in the sun and it started to melt and I had you move it?
Yeah.
That was a good rough. Time. Good improv.
Thanks.
David.
I said yeah.
Remember
I said,
that?
Oh, I forgot to say and.
Yeah.
He did
yeah.
say yes.
Yeah. Yes.
No, no, I know. Yeah.
And then I moved it.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I moved it. Listen,
really
I
good.
Think you're, I do think you're a terrific person. And I'll say this about David. I call him first ring hopping. Whenever I call him on his cell, he picks up usually on the first ring.
Wow.
Sona, 15 rings, goes to someone else's voicemail. Then I'd have to I would send her telegrams. I would drive to her house. The contrast between yeah. David and Sona when I'm trying to contact them, absolutely amazing.
Or it's just
to say
sad.
I love Sona, but I would choose you as
yeah.
the sister.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I think Mikey and Charlie would choose you
oh, no.
as the parent
that's
right there,
true.
As the primary caregiver.
No.
Oh, please. Yeah. She's already lost two of them. Oh,
what?
There's only two.
She lost both of her kids?
She lost them.
Because she's on the book tour?
Oh, yeah. God.
Was no, no, she took them on the book tour.
She did.
She did.
She yeah. did.
I heard
mm-hmm.
them in the background. Well, I heard, you know, Mikey.
Oh.
Charlie.
What's your beef with Charlie? Yeah.
Charlie didn't laugh when I tried to entertain wow. them both. Mikey wow. gave it up. Charlie was just sat there and stared at me and sort of looked like, eh, I don't get it.
He'll come around. I feel
and
like
I went through
of,
that in the 90s. I don't need that
it's a
again.
A lot of people's first reaction.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. You were saying something.
I don't remember.
Perfect. Well, David, that is so David Hopping.
Conan O'Brien needs a friend. With Conan O'Brien, Sona Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Will Beckton. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 323-451-2821 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.